வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of August, 1973, in London, England.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari.
Thank you. సరస్వమాన్ భక్త సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి గోవాలి అనంత కోటి వర్షమింద శ్రీ శిలహరా ఠాకుర గ్రీం కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాషాది గౌ భక్తుమందిగా శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ గో గోపినాథ కుండ రాధా కుండ గిరియోధి వృందావన్ ధామ కి నవదీప్ ధామ కి గంగామాయ కి యమునామాయ కి తులసీ దేవి కి భక్తి దేవి కి నామీత భక్తుమంది కి ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ లార్డ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ లార్డ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ లార్డ్ థాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
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 శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ
శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ
కుతస్త్వా కష్మలమిదం విషమే సముపస్థితం అనాయజుష్టమస్వాగ్యం అకీర్తికరమార్జున. Translation: The Supreme Person, Bhagavan, said, "My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the progressive values of life. They do not lead to higher planets, but to infamy."
So, in this verse, Vyasadeva is writing, of course, the speaking is through Sanjaya. And the original writer is Vyasadeva. For in other shlokas, he writes Arjuna Uvaj, Sanjaya Uvaj, like that. Similarly, he could write here Krishna Uvaj. He could write, no, he is writing Bhagavan Uvaj. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this writing, it is established. See, Bhagavan Uvaj. He cannot be equal with Arjuna or Sanjaya or anybody else. Asamartha, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is supreme. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is higher than him. Everyone is lower. That is the meaning of Bhagavan. Nobody can claim, I am Bhagavan. But nowadays there are so many rascals that are claiming that everyone is Bhagavan. If Vyasadeva is mistaken, actually these Mayavadi philosophers, they are so great rascals, they sometimes say like that Vyasadeva is also mistaken. They have got the audacity to say Vyasadeva is accepted as incarnation of Narayana, who has given us the Vedic literature, so many books he has given, the Vedas, the Puranas, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, everything is given by Vyasadeva in writing, and he has accepted Narayana, incarnation of Narayana, Mahamuni Krite. He is also Vyasamuni, but he is also said Mahamuni Krite. So there cannot be any mistake in the words of Vyasadeva. This is the difficulty. If one does not come through the channel of disciple succession, so they are in so many ways mistaken. Vyasadeva is above all this. He is not an ordinary writer for material description, for material name and fame. He cannot be mistaken. As Bhagavan, Krishna cannot be mistaken. Similarly, Vyasadeva, incarnation of Bhagavan, he also cannot be mistaken. Neither devotee of Krishna can be mistaken. Devotee of Krishna, he does not say anything as his own opinion. He never says. What Krishna says, he says. He may be not perfect, but what Krishna has said, that is perfect. Therefore, a pure devotee who does not say anything beyond which was spoken by Krishna, therefore his statement is also without mistake. Common man within this material world, he commits mistake to aid his human. Even big, big personality, they commit mistake. But Narayana Para, he is transcendental. Krishna is transcendental. There cannot be any mistake. There cannot be any illusion. Those who are within this material world, they have got four defects. They commit mistake, they are illusion, and they are senses are imperfect, brahma, prama, vipulita, and they are cheaters. Because just like modern day scientists and philosophers, they propagate so many branches of knowledge. But when on the crucial point they are caught, they say, I do not know further. I do not know further. We are trying to know in future, we shall tell you the perfect. But if you are not in perfect knowledge, why should you take the post of a teacher? If your knowledge is imperfect, then whatever you speak, that is imperfect. Therefore, with imperfect knowledge, why you should become a teacher? That is cheating. That is cheating. Therefore, purposefully, Vyasadeva is writing, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, where there is no cheating, no imperfection, no illusion, no mistake. Four things. No mistake, no illusion, no cheating, and no imperfection. This is Bhagavan. Why you are taking Bhagavad Gita so seriously? There are so many other books we can read. So many theories, so many philosophers, big, big philosophers. But we cannot take them because they are defective. The author is sure to commit mistakes, he is illusion, because his senses are not perfect, therefore imperfection. So with all these defects, we cannot accept anyone's knowledge. This is Vedic process. This is called parampara system, disciplic succession. We receive knowledge perfectly from the Supreme Bhagavan. And if I receive the knowledge from Bhagavan, and if I distribute the same knowledge as Bhagavan has said, without any interpretation of my cheating policy, then the knowledge which I distribute, that is also perfect. I may not be perfect, but the knowledge from Krishna, if I present it as it is, without any interpretation, then what I give you, that is perfect. It is very easy to understand. I have given several times. Just like a peon has brought a money order for you, $1,000. So he is giving you. So, you cannot say, here is a peon, he is a poor man, how he can give me $1,000? He is not giving. The money is sent by somebody else, he is simply handing you. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya, Taro Sarva, Taro Aibis. He is asking everyone to become a spiritual master. So how everyone can become spiritual master? A spiritual master has sufficient knowledge, so many other qualifications. No. Even without any qualification, one can become spiritual. How? The process is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amara Gan, on my order. That is a crucial point. One does not become spiritual master by his own wings. That is not spiritual master. He must be ordered by superior authority. Then he is spiritual. Amara Gan. Just like in our case, our superior authority, our spiritual master, he ordered me that you just try to preach this gospel, whatever you have learned from me, in English. We have tried it, that's all. It is not that I am very much qualified. The only qualification is that I have tried to execute the order of superior authority. This is the secret of success. Vyavasātmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana bahu-sākha janantāsya buddhi abhyavasāyana bahu-sākha anantāsya vyavasātmika buddhi, nishyātmika buddhi. If one has got unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru, Guru Krishna Kripa, we have to receive mercy both from the spiritual master and Krishna. We cannot jump over to Krishna. That is another nonsense. We must approach Krishna through Guru. That is parampara system. Krishna is not so cheap thing that you can jump over. Somebody says, no, why should I accept Guru? I can approach Krishna directly. No. Krishna does not accept such. Mag-bhaktya puja bhudita. Krishna says, the first of all you become devotee of my devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, gopi bhaktu padakamalayo dasu dasu dasanu dasu. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. This is called parampara system. You have to learn how to become servant of the servant of Krishna. The more you become in the lower position, servant, 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 100 times servant, servant, then more you are advanced. Here in this material world, everyone is trying to be master of the master. Just opposite. And the spiritual, the endeavor is to become servant, servant. This is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha guru. Tasyaite kathita jhartya prakashanti mahatmana. This is Vedic instinct. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in connection with the verse, Vyavasātmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana. Nishchayātmika buddhi. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that the instruction which I have received from my spiritual master, that is my life and soul. This is called nishchayatma buddhi, means assurance. Whatever I have received, the order from my spiritual master, that will give me salvation. Or even no salvation, it doesn't matter. A real devotee, a servant, does not expect anything, but karjam, it is my duty. It is my duty. If one takes in such spirit, anāśrita karma phalam kārjam karma karoti ja. Kārjam, kārjam means it is my duty. It must be done. That's my duty. Without any result, anāśrita karma phalam. Karma phalam, every action, there is a result. Bad or good, it doesn't matter. There must be some result. So, anāśrita karma phalam, don't take shelter of the result of your work. Generally we work, if the result is very good, then we like to work. If the result is not very good, then we don't like to work. Anāśrita karma phalam, kārjam karma karoti. Do not take shelter of your result of your activity. You must take it as duty. He sannyasi. Anasitam karma phalam tajam karma karopiya. Sa sannyasi. He is actual sannyasi. Sannyasi does not become simply by changing dress. No. Sannyasi means he is to work for Krishna without taking shelter of the result. It doesn't matter. Krishna has order and Krishna's representative has order. Therefore, I have to do it. Kārcam karma karo. Sa sannyasi. So here, Bhagavān uvāca. Vyāsadeva does not say that Krishna uvāca. If you would have said Krishna, then people would have misunderstood. He is directly speaking Bhagavān uvāca, the Supreme Personality of God. Anyone who is impersonalist, how he can understand Bhagavad Gita? And Bhagavan means person. Bhagavan is not in person. The absolute truth is manifested in three features. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Brahma is the beginning, impersonal. Sarvam idam khalu Brahma. Because that's like fire. Fire is burning somewhere, but its heat and light is impersonal. Suppose here is big fire, just like we got fireplace, that is in one corner, where the whole room you are feeling heat. That heat is impersonal. But the fireplace, where there is blazing fire, that is personal. So impersonal conception is the offshoot of the person. That will be explained in the 13th chapter. Maya tatamidam sarvam, Krishna said, that everyone, everywhere I am spread. I exist everywhere. How does he exist? By his energy. That energy is impersonal. But the Supreme Person, he is not impersonal. He is person. Therefore he says, see Bhagavān uvāca. Bhagavān means who is full with six kinds of appearance. Aishwarya, the richest, the most famous, the most learned, the most beautiful, the most strong, and the most renounced. He is Bhagavān.